Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive, positively into the spring season. Having some fun around here. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour each and every week this month. We're out and about. We're going to be at the Charles Village Pub on Friday, celebrating all things Towson. We are Baltimore Positive, Towson, Baltimore. So we like to say the Towson part of that. And then we're going to be at Pizza John's in Essex. We don't say that much. On the 21st, I kid my Essex friends. I'm a Dundalk guy, you know, got to poke them when I can, but they got great pizza down there. So we'll be there on the 21st and also back at Fadley's on the 2nd of April. And actually, Luke and I are going north of the border to Toronto, Canada to take in hopefully Geddy Lee and some opening day later on in the month. Everyone that knows me knows that, like, I got my music, Jones, and I have a little bit of an art thing going on with me. So anytime I can promote artistic things, I mean, heck, every time I go to Coco's Pub, where we're going to be on April 30th, Coco's Pub is KOCO when you're Googling it. So my co-host when I am there is always one of my dearest friends in the whole universe, and that's Mike Resigliano. Well, we call him Resig, or as many people call him Resig, or they don't know how to pronounce it. He's just sort of Resig. His wife calls him Resig. He's been my friend for 41 years, and he's always doing the show. And I got to tell you, when it came time to do this Art with a Heart segment, I don't know that I've ever really had Randy Pupkin on, but I'm like about to. But I went out to the website, and it's been 25 years for them. And I got inspired by the Maryland Lottery's big shebang for their 50th anniversary. And then I worked up my 25th anniversary. And now I'm stuck with just an oyster and a crab and a logo at this point. Because, I mean, how do you celebrate 26 years? But 25 years of doing this. And Randy, I'm going to tell you right now, I went out to your website, like, I swear to you, 10 minutes ago, I went down to get my coffee, and I even said to my wife, "You won't believe what I found when I went to the Art with a Heart website." It opened up, and it's Resig's art. It's just this giant, busy Resig thing, and I looked at it, and I'm like, "That's Resig's." Like, and it's unbelievable that I have this friend that I know so intimately that all I need to do is just look at his work. It's like hearing Eddie Van Halen's guitar, right? Like, there's only one of one with Resig. So I welcome you on and say that I've already texted Resig. I tried to get him to hijack this thing and bring him in because he's proud of you and wanted to send all his love to you. That right off the bat, art with a heart. And I see Resig's work here, and I'm thinking, as Ekman would say, this is real Baltimore thing you got going on, Randy.
Yes, right. He's a good friend to the organization. I tell you what, he's designed many an invitation and participates in all of our auction, creating auction items. He's one incredible talent and human being, and I adore him and appreciate him. And Baltimore is lucky to have Resig.
And I like his wife more. So if you didn't, you know, honestly, Terry, I love you. A little known fact before we even get into all of this, my intimate relationship with Resig. If you know of me as Nasty Nester, if you've ever heard that phrase about me, it was his children who named me Nasty Nester during an Uncle Nester babysitting episode that would have started a sitcom, you know, had we done this in the 80s. So Resig is that close to me. I have so much art that Resig has drawn for me, of me, and anniversaries and all that. But there's nothing like getting this 25th anniversary thing together because I'm looking at the art and I'm thinking back to when he used to do the city fair art. You know, on the Evening Sun when we worked together in the 80s, and all of these human beings, and there's all these people of color and hair and eyes, and they all look like Resig's kids in his artwork. And there's balloons, and it's Baltimore, but you know what? You're driving this Durango in the front. And I just must say, for 25 years, for what you've tried to do in Lyft, and we're going to promote your event and all that, you know, I've known of your work, and I owe you a crab cake or something somewhere on the side to get together in a real room one day. But congratulations. And, you know,
Thank you.
I know how, you know, in a small town, it feels like it's easier than it is because it's like a barn raising, and we ask for everyone, but this image on the front, it almost makes me cry because I'm like, look at all the people. But that's what Art Where the Heart's been about.
Yes, 100%. It's all about the people. It's you know, the art is important, but it's about how the art makes them feel while they're creating it. And, it started with four classes a week from the trunk of my Durango, my 1999 Durango. And here we are now, 25 years later, and we have almost 16,000 classes a year in schools and shelters and group homes, community centers, senior facilities, all over Baltimore. We're really lucky and blessed to be here 25 years later. This is a city of like 5,000 nonprofits, so to rise to this milestone is quite an accomplishment.
All right, so inspiration. I have a series here called Inspiration and Perspiration, and I'm sure you have both. Some desperation probably in there. A lot of perations going on.
Yes.
Precipitation. All sorts of things. Where's the start in this? Give me the seed of the seed. You're on a balcony somewhere. You see a piece of art. Like, where does this start from? And I always try to begin at the beginning with any artist. I mean, I had John Palumbo on and said, "What made you love music?" He's like, "My parents bought me Meet the Beatles." So, what was your Meet the Beatles moment with art?
So I have to go back a little bit. So I'm 62 and I'm born and raised in Baltimore. And I remember the 1968 riots. And I
I was
was.
born that week, by the way, just so you know, to give you some.
You
I
were?
w I was born during the riots, correct? October 68.
So my father was a tailor and his father was a tailor. So they had this business and my father put me in the back of his big car with no seat belts to go see if his store was okay in West Baltimore. And in front of Milford Mill Swim Club, I saw a group of people protesting that they didn't want any blacks allowed in the swim club. And there was one black man standing there, and I'll never forget his face. And it was a moment in time that changed my life. And from that moment on, I wanted to change the world. And by the time I was 8, I decided I was going to be a lawyer to do that. And that was my track my entire life. I became a lawyer. I went into a firm and I worked for a construction litigator in the firm. And I never felt,
Exciting work, right?
right. I
Construction litigator, right?
exactly never felt like I was doing anything I intended to do. And after 14 years, I was sitting in my office. I had a contentious conversation with another lawyer, which is all I ever did was fight with other lawyers. And I looked around and everything was beige. The walls, the floor, the phone, because then it was a phone. And I just decided that I needed to like write my life story differently. It needed to be more colorful. I wanted to, it had to be something I wanted to read. It was very boring. So I founded Art with a Heart from the desk in my law office. And, I knew nothing about nonprofit, but knew deeply that I wanted to combine my love of art and my love of people. And here we are.
Wow, second story. So, how long did you sort of hang out doing the work that you were bred to do but not loving doing?
About 14 years. And then
But
in
the minute you made that decision, from that moment to like, I'm not going to be a lawyer and I'm not.
well, for about a year, I like was pounding the pavement. So I was like doing art in community. I started in two group homes for emotionally troubled adolescent boys. That's what they called it. The House of Ruth, which is a shelter for battered women and their children, and an Alzheimer's facility. And in that year, I was doing law by day and taking art classes into the community in the afternoons and evenings. And then finally, I just gave up the law practice, transferred my clients to another attorney. And some of my clients still support this organization to this day from that time, which is really wild.
Are you artsy?
I'm definitely artsy, meaning
I mean, like you were a lawyer, but were you like in doing artsy things in high school or college? I mean, were you you're
I am.
taking weekend ceramic classes? Like, yeah, I mean, as a hobbyist, I'm saying artsy, yes.
From the time I was little, I took supplemental art classes at a place called Mary's Art Studio. That's when I was really little. And then in middle school, which was junior high back then, and high school, I did a lot of art. And in college, I took sculpture and photography. And I've always had a creative bend. I think I'm more probably creative than I am talented. But I love doing art. I love the fact that you can sit and create something, and in your head, you can be anywhere you want to be. You can be, solving the world's problems or sitting on a beach, but it's freeing. And I wanted people in the community who didn't have the access to that moment or those moments to have that opportunity. And that's where it all started.
Beige. Why beige?
Everything was beige. File folders, the carpeting, the walls, the phone. Like now, when I tell the story and I make the motion that I'm hanging up the phone on this lawyer, young people only know this. They don't
The
know that, right?
joy of that and the sound of it. Because sometimes the bell would ring in it would piss off the phone a little bit, shake it a little bit. Randy Pupkin is here. She is Art with a Heart. They're celebrating 25 years. There's an event. There's lots of ways to give and be involved. And I didn't even I will never not talk to Rasig without talking to him about this now. So I have another thing to talk to Rasig about. But just art in general and your love of art, and then moving this along to say, all right, how is it a business? How can we get people involved? How can we take it to places where they don't have art, or to people like maybe my wife that just wants to like drink some wine and fart around with watercolors? I'm telling you, my wife last Saturday morning just came down and announced, and she's, cooking, hiking. She does lots of different things that I can participate in some ways, but she came down, she's like, I'm doing watercolor today. And I'm like, you are you? So next thing I know, she's like, I don't know, like Van Gogh in there. And I go in and she's got her whole thing and her vista. We know what she did. And I can tell you this now because I wouldn't have been able to tell you last week. She surprised her sister on her 50th birthday. So like instead of like I'm like, you can go buy a card if you want to. She's like, no. I'm going to do this in watercolor. So I have like the wife that you're looking for that says, there's a way to do a thing, a class, a learn a bit, and she is the one who wants to be in a watercolor class thing. So do tell about Art with a Heart and all the opportunities for people who are weekend artists like you were when you were the scuffling lawyer fighting with
Right.
people all week.
Well, we really try and provide equitable access to art. So most, and well, not most, all of our work is really geared towards those people who don't have access to visual art programming. We in November opened a store on the avenue in Hamden on 36th Street, and we are going to be activating that space with community art workshops and mosaics and watercolor painting workshops. Right now, that's, it's a slow moving train because it's a process and we have to do one thing before the other, but
But you
that
become
is
much more of a
cool.
destination like that for her too. When we're down there having grabbing some food and things like that, to just to walk in and see what's going on, and it's always changing. That space is always changing.
That artwork that is displayed and sold there is created by students in our workforce program. We use art as a vehicle to teach job skills. So when you buy a piece of art at Heartwares, that's the name of the store, you are supporting our students. We give half the proceeds back to them, and it helps us be a little bit more sustainable. And the work is beautiful. Please go take a look. It's at 1104 West 36th Street.
Hampton's a gem like that, isn't it?
It is. It's been a wonderful change for us. It's a supplemental location. We're all also our office and studio space is in the Mill One, at 3000 Falls Road. You're welcome to visit us there too. So we have two rather large spaces, and the one on the avenue has just been, we've been really fortunate to have that retail exposure.
All right, Randy Pupkins here, Art with a Heart. Here's why, because I love Rasig so much, I'm going to get rid of my face and your face. And we're going to talk through this piece of art here because I've done these with Rasig. And this thing is unbelievable because it's almost like chutes and ladders a little bit. And where it all, this literal piece of art shows your journey. So for those listening on radio, you're left out. You need to go watch the video. And if you're watching the video, go for it, Randy. Tell this is your journey and one piece of Rasig art. I'm loving this.
Yes. So, well, that's me at the top with a pink drink. And the person driving the car, her name is Megan Gatto, and she is our deputy director who in March will be taking the title of executive director, and in June I will be retiring.
And
In
she actually did the show before you did too. So you can Google her and see last when we opened the store in Hampton, we had her on. So
Yeah.
yes.
Yes. So that's Megan, and that's my Durango that is stuffed with art supplies and me going into the community at the very beginning of everything in 2000. And then if you follow the road up, you can see that there's my Durango and my house and my shed. And then our fifth site was the Rose Street Community Center, which taught me so much about our city. And they're featured in the documentary, the Charm City documentary. So I encourage people to watch that. And then we go around, and you know, our first true office space was at the Castle at Keswick. We had an event in 2013 where Governor Moore spoke before he was governor. And then our anniversary year for 2015, we had George Benson perform, and we created 15 benches that we donated to 15 different city parks. And then around,
Did
and
he sing just the two of us? No, he
no,
didn't. No. Okay,
but he
good. All right.
sang on Broadway.
Okay, good. All right, cool. I love it. Beautiful.
Yeah. He was wonderful. And then, you know, we hit around to the pandemic and see all the boxes there. Those were art kits that we packed and shipped or delivered to schools, over 12,000 boxes that we provided to students so they could still have a hands-on visual art experience. And then we did the Heart of Baltimore sculpture, which now sits outside the University of Maryland Medical Center. It's a beautiful sculptural mosaic. And then here we are in 2018. We moved to our space in Mill One on Falls Road. And then we opened the store on 36th Street. And here that was 2024. And now we have 16,000 art classes. So
And you're on Baltimore Positive, and you've got a big event coming up. Randy Pupkin is here if you're listening on the radio. Art with a Heart, her telling her story and sort of the fun little parts of all that. You know, the big heart that's in the middle. That you, what hospital is that in front of?
University of Maryland
Okay,
campus
okay. Just making sure
on
because I.
Lombard and Green.
I will, well, geez, I'm going to be 2 blocks away a few hours from now in Fadley. So why not walk over there, take a picture? There's one very similar in different places with hearts, and there's love stuff in New York and giant mosaic type things. But I took a real fun one on Union Square in San Francisco because you left your heart in San Francisco, of course. So, you know, I love all the street art. When I go to New York, I'm always taking selfies with crazy stuff like that. So I have a little art bent in me as well. Celebrations. Let's talk about celebrations and taking 25 years and having events and bringing people out to celebrate.
So we're having a celebration on March 29th from 6:30 to 10:30 at M&T Bank Exchange, which is next to the Hippodrome. And it's going to be awe-inspiringly creative. I mean, we're really pouring our souls into the creativity that we're going to show the community that attends this event. So we're going to have a great band, we're going to have great food. We're going to have really art immersive stations where that will be interactive for the guests. And we'll be silent auctioning 25 masks, one that Rasig made that is just unbelievable. And we just look forward to having a large crowd in a creative atmosphere celebrating a really incredible milestone.
Well, I wish you all the luck to keep this thing going another 25, another 125, and certainly great pride. I say inspiration and perspiration
Yeah.
involved in all of this. For you and Megan taking over, what you know, emeritus founder, I didn't know what to call you, executive director. You know, all these years into this, what is the future? Will there be more? Will there be more, you know, hardware kind of stores and different things to continue to move this out? Is this scalable to Washington, Philadelphia, other towns, other places? You know, I'm sure in a lot of places there's just a lot of art, some of it even protest art these days, that are really popping up all over the country and everywhere I go. I think that the liberal side of our universe always talks about how important art is and keeping it alive. And certainly it's people like you that are keeping it on the street level, whether it's music, art, the arts, theater, just the reading, writing, all of these very, very important things that that lead to art.
Yeah. The future is that there's great need in Baltimore. And ultimately, Megan will decide if it will expand to other cities. We really have, it's not just, it's the greater Baltimore area because we're in surrounding counties. But I think that there's a lot of work everywhere. And I think it's important to stay true to the mission. And my next role is, she says, I'm going to be her little buddy or her consigliere. She's not sure which. So,
Everybody needs one of those. I hear you have a law degree. I mean, everybody needs a
yeah.
lawyer. Nobody wants a lawyer, but then you need a lawyer. So,
Right.
Randy Pupkin is here. She is artwithaheart.net is the way to find them. The event is on the 29th of March, and I'm really kind of bumming out because I'm going to be in Toronto with the Orioles that weekend, and I'm going to be getting home in the middle of this. Otherwise, I would come down there because I got dancing shoes. I can dress in colorful cocktail attire, and I like kind of people who are artsy and party oriented. So if you dig that sort of thing and an immersive art experience, just click on it. It's up there. And as well as if you are in the radio world or you're listening on the podcast like the kids, make sure you're checking out the artwork and having a good time. Go out to the website just to see Resig's art, and certainly when you're in Hampton, stop in the store. So the ask for the community, other than the event itself, come down to Hampton, participate, buy the art, be a part of it, hit the website. There's just you guys are always doing something, right?
Right, we're always doing something. We appreciate volunteers. We appreciate donations. We appreciate community. So, yes, please check us out online and also on social media. We're at artwithaheart_ on Instagram and AWA Baltimore on Facebook. You can find us. So check us out everywhere. We're pretty active on social media.
You know what? From a brand perspective, you know, I always say I screwed it up with the baseball and the football teams both being birds and my name being Nestor, that we didn't call this thing Nest or something like that. But art with a heart, it says it all. I mean, right? The name is, I don't have to tell anybody what it is, right? They know what it is. That's a perfect brand. So good luck to you guys on the 29th. And thanks for finally coming on. I know your time's valuable. I appreciate it. You're working hard.
Thank you very much, Nestor. Thank you.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive, just like that.